This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning, I'm David Fair. Deer are one of the few creatures that can eat themselves out of house and home. That due to their explosive reproductive potential and the absence of predators. Michigan now has four times as many deer as it did 40 years ago, the majority of which are in southern Michigan. In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas looks at local impacts and strategies to deal with the growing problem.
We're with the Ann Arbor chapter of a national group called the Wild Ones at a potluck before the meeting. Chairperson Andrea Matthews has brought venison chili.
As usual, we have the chili that some people wanted to rename, natural resource chili.
These aren't macho hunting types. Rather, they're avid wildflower gardeners, naturalists who are touched by Bambi's gaze but disturbed that Bambi can eat entire ecosystems out of house and home. So they've resorted to tough love. Here's deer specialist Dr. Randy Baker at the Red Brick Bar before his presentation at the Dexter Public Library.
I mean, I sometimes describe them as a stomach on four legs.
He says the cell walls of the plants they eat are not easily digested.
They're so hard to digest, most of what they take in just comes out. So they survive by taking lots and lots of bites.
He says this threatens the species that depend on those plants.
I mean, I love deer, they're a beautiful animal. But boy, I'll tell you what, I love seeing those small birds out there. A beautiful butterfly that can't exist because his food source is gone, and that's a death as well. So, and people forget that.
He notes economic impacts too, including to Michigan's lumber.
The problem is the deer will eat the young cedar trees faster than they can grow back. We cannot rejuvenate them. And it's part of our industry. We have people that make a living by cutting and selling cedar.
Next, I visit Andrea and Jim Matthews at their 5 acres in Dexter, where they build virtual fortresses of 6-foot-tall fencing around every vegetable, flower, and tree they plant.
Our first winter, we could see 35 deer in our backyard right here.
So every year, they invite in a few hunters to control the herd. We're joined by Jim Moreland, the hunter whose venison we tasted at the potluck.
I've hunted for many years all over the state, and I've seen more deer in Washtenaw County than I have anywhere else.
Moreland demonstrates the compound bow, which he hunts with from a tree stand on this property.
Ready?
Yep. I asked to check out the tree stand.
And you're hunting from an elevated position. The deer are on the ground, so you're shooting at a downward angle. So if you do miss it, the arrow or bullet typically goes right into the ground, behind the animal.
Tree stands can be dangerous for hunters, and I can see why.
We're waving in the wind up here. Oh my God. I think I'm gonna get down.
He normally doesn't use his shotgun here, but agrees to demonstrate.
Whoa, my ears are ringing.
But you see the sound advantages for, hunting in neighborhoods or subdivisions or populated areas. The bow compared to the shotgun, I mean, night and day difference.
As nervous as I am about guns, my research shows that I'm far more likely to get killed by a deer running into the path of my car on the way to the interview than by a hunter's gun. Deer car collisions are commonplace here.
There was one winter when I think almost everybody hit a deer.
They tell me hunting has reduced deer numbers here, but despite getting up to 10 a year, there's a steady stream of replacements from neighboring properties where hunting isn't allowed.
Most of the land in Washtenaw County is privately owned, so unless you have permission from the landowners, there's really no place to go hunt.
The Matthews property is near 3 large farms north of Barton Hills. One of these landowners is Karen Hertenstein. She has mixed feelings about efforts to reduce deer numbers. She does acknowledge that deer impact her crops.
My farmer that leases from me will not even grow soybeans because of the deer. We are surrounded with corn. The corn just came off yesterday. I mean, he just knows he's going to lose X percentage of it with the deer.
But still, she isn't in favor of the deer control effort that was carried out in Barton Hills in 2009 and 2012.
I think a lot of the farmers do their own herd maintenance in terms of shooting larger bucks, and they're out there to get a trophy buck and to enjoy the venison.
It seems like what you're saying is that you don't really want to see the
herd decrease to the point where you're not getting that resource anymore?
Yeah, I think that would be, and I would think there'd be part of the DNR that would feel the same way. Let's face it, they get a lot of revenue.
Other Ann Arborites also had issues with the Barton Hills deer culls, but for different reasons. Tanya Hilgendorf is director of the Huron Valley Humane Society.
It's basically a violent end for an animal, and you're creating orphans often. That's also very inhumane.
She advocates programs which catch the does and surgically sterilize them.
And I think in our society, where we're constantly battling people using violence to solve problems, that we have an obligation to try to fix our community's problems through nonviolent, peaceful means that are respectful of life.
Currently, sterilization isn't used in Michigan due to the high cost and low effectiveness, according to the Michigan DNR. And Hilgendorf feels there's worse ways to get meat.
If you're a responsible and respectful hunter, that's immensely more humane than what we see happening in factory farms where billions of animals are kept in torturous conditions. We know that's horrible for the environment and horrible for our health as well.
Indeed, venison is an antibiotic-free, lean source of protein chock full of iron that's relished in both gourmet restaurants and soup kitchens. Connecting hunters with eaters sounds simple, but not in populated areas. I'm looking at a 5-inch thick binder in the Meridian Township Hall in Okemos.
So what's all this?
Oh, this.
Very impressive.
Yeah, this is pretty much every bit of information regarding the program this year.
Employees Nick Sanchez and Jane Greenway tell me about their program, which costs about $145 for each deer taken using local volunteer hunters. They say there's a waiting list for the 60 tree stand assignments they've set up in Meridian Township's natural areas.
They've all been through proficiency training at the MSU Archery Center, which is like an Olympic training facility. They have to report into the police station when they're going out at the beginning and end of each day. And we do background checks. So it's a highly managed program.
They say the program is popular amongst residents who appreciate that the hunters live in the township and the venison stays in the community.
All the hunters have to donate their first deer to the hungry. So we work with Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger, who designates a processor. And then we get the venison and distribute it to the food banks through the churches or through, in Lansing, there's a really high need. They can't keep up with the need.
A look at the sportsmenagainsthunger.org website shows hunters in Washtenaw County can donate to Ann Arbor's food gatherers by taking their deer to Great Lakes Custom Meats in Howell. So that's my next stop. Here's processor Adam McKee.
Breakfast sausages, several flavors of jerky, snack sticks, summer sausage.
All that out of deer meat?
Yep.
You get reimbursed somehow?
We get reimbursed through Sportsmen Against Hunger. So there's no processing charge for that. The only thing that would cost extra is if it was like a buck and they wanted their antlers back, then we charge to cut the antlers off.
Is this smart use of a natural resource, or should we allow deer to proliferate? With more and more deer in urban areas, it's a discussion that's sure to continue. Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.
The Green Room is a collaborative production of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department of 89.1 WEMU.